severe case of it or something like that.
But oh, I could tell you things that Grandma told me between her and her mother. She thought the world of her mother. Yes, she liked her mother. Her mother now married her off to an older man so that she wouldn't have to go and play to me.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And see, Grandpa didn't belong to the church, and he was a good deal older than Grandma.
Uh-huh.
She had her first baby, I think, when she was 15. But, you know, they used to go to church, and then these old men would see these young girls, and they'd have a vision. But then they'd go see the parents, and then they'd marry. They'd take these young girls for their wives, see. Well, Grandma knew, so she married her off to her grandpa so that she wouldn't go and play with me. It's second or third grandmother. So, all the troubles, and that's why my grandmother was not such a... I don't know if she was a good church member or not, to tell you the truth. My great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you, she lived in a one-room cabin down in Provo, or down in Payson. She had two little boys and was pregnant with Grandma. And her husband come to her, and he's living in a one-room cabin about as big as that dinette. Said he wanted a second wife. And she says, and it just broke her. She felt so bad. She couldn't imagine. Well, he wanted a second wife. All right. She says, all right, if that's what you want, you can have a second wife. And she was, see, Grandma was about to be born. And she felt kind of bad to think that he would want a second wife. It kind of made her feel terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And Betsy, her name was Betsy. Well, she had to write out a note for him to get... She was supposed to go with him to get married. But she couldn't, so she wrote a note consenting to this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets on the train with his second wife or on the... I don't think he had trains then. Come to Salt Lake. And he went to Brigham, and he says, are you sure that Brigham wrote this? Brigham says to him, are you sure that he wrote this? She wrote... Susan wrote, wrote this note, Elmira. Yes, yes, she wrote the note. He says, are you sure? And she says, yes. She gave her full consent, and she, the woman, testified to it. What was her name? Hancock or something. Stella knows, she's got all that known. Well, anyway, he got married. She says, all right, then I'll marry you. Well, they got married, and they went home.
Yeah.
Went down to Payson. He was so happy with his new bride and went in the house. And she was gone. Her brothers come and took her home.
Is that right?
And took her little boys and he looked around and he thought everything would be just hunky-dory, you know. That's the way they figure.
Yeah.
But her brothers come and took her home. Wouldn't let her stay with him anymore. Well, they had a church trial over it. You know, they didn't have any courts in those days.
Yeah.
They had a church trial. Well, he took those two little boys away from Grandma, from Grandma's mother, and wanted the baby when it was born. And you know what? She got up in church and testified at the trial that the baby didn't belong to him. Maybe no, it did, but it saved her from having to give him the baby.
Is that right?
She says, he thinks he's so smart, he's taken my two little boys. She says, but the baby's not his, it belongs to somebody else. Well, I'd do the same thing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
I would do.
He's like that, because that's not right. That's
so
not
you
right.
See, Grandma didn't know her brothers too well, and they lived, they was raised down in the St. George.